Describe an unusual meal you had.
What are the traditional foods in your country? Well, there are tons of traditional Chinese foods you can't miss. For example, dumplings are the most famous traditional Chinese food. They're a festival food for Chinese New Year. The fillings and flavors are varied based on people's preferences. People in my hometown like the pork and leek dumplings the most. Mooncakes are another famous traditional food in China. They're a kind of dessert people love to eat for the Mid-Autumn Festival. There are also many other Chinese traditional foods like buns, wontons, and zongzi, to name a few. How popular is fast food in your country? It seems to me that fast food is very popular in China nowadays. I think our fast-paced lifestyle has been a critical contributing factor to fast food's growing popularity. We need food that is easy to take out, affordable, and tasty. I find that a lot of people I know, especially young guys who work, don't really have the chance to take their time for breakfast and lunch, and fast food meets the demands of those people. Actually, some types of fast food taste so good that you become addicted to them. What types of fast food are there in your country? Well, Western fast food, I mean American fast food, is pretty popular in China. That includes burgers, fries, fried chicken, and so on. And all the global chains have their restaurants in China as well, like McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut, and so on. Besides, there are all kinds of Chinese fast food which are even more popular than the American ones, like jianbing, rice noodle rolls, and rugiamo, to name a few. But Chinese fast food is most often sold by small diners and family-run restaurants. Do people eat fast food at home? Are the types of food that people eat in their homes changing? Yeah, I'd say that a lot of people eat fast food at home. After a long day, it's super easy and convenient to pick something up from a fast food place and then eat it in the comfort of your own home. I do think that the types of food people eat in their homes are changing. It's more and more common to choose fast food instead of making food at home. I think it's partly due to how busy people are, but it could also be due to laziness. Why do some people choose to eat out instead of ordering takeout? It seems to me that people eat out for the experience. Restaurants usually have a nice ambiance with music, lighting, decor, etc. It's also nice to have waitstaff to serve you, make recommendations, and clean up after you. Ordering takeout means you're eating in the same old place you always do, and you have to clean up after yourself. There's also no point in getting dressed to eat takeout at home, like you would when you go out. And some people enjoy this. What are the advantages and disadvantages of eating in restaurants? Why do some people enjoy eating in restaurants? Well, some advantages are that you can try new foods that you wouldn't make yourself, and you can enjoy the ambiance. Plus, it is less work. I mean, you don't have to buy groceries, and there are no dishes to do afterwards. What's more, you can take advantage of professional advice from staff, for example, sommeliers. The disadvantages are that it's more expensive, you have less control over the ingredients, and sometimes traveling to the restaurant can be a hassle. Do people in your country socialize in restaurants? Why? Yes, most people socialize in restaurants. It's a popular activity to do with friends, family, or even for business. It is even a great way to spend time with people you don't know very well because the food gives you something to talk about, besides the obvious small talk. And drinking together is always a great way to break the ice. Actually, I think eating together is always a safe suggestion for a social activity because everyone has to eat. Do people in your country value food culture? Of course. You know, Chinese food history is as long as Chinese history. And food has always been an important part of daily life for Chinese people in our thousands of years of history. Not only do we enjoy eating delicious foods, but we also think highly of having meals with people we love. You see, Chinese people always celebrate a festival, any kind you can name, by having a feast with family and friends. It represents how important food is in our culture.